Good morning, Butler Area School District Elementary students. My name is Emily Sorelli, and I teach 6th grade science and social studies at the Butler Middle School. To start off, please stand and put your right hand over your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Please be seated. Today is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020, and I'm here to teach you a little science. To start off, I have a clever joke. How do scientists freshen their breath? With experiments. So today, students, we are going to freshen our own breath with an experiment. In order to do so, you are going to go and collect the following materials: a shallow bowl or a pie tin, water, pepper, dish soap, a toothpick, a piece of paper, and a pencil, because of course all good scientists record their findings. I'll give you a minute to collect these materials. Now that you've had time to gather those materials, we're ready to start our science experiment. Now, you might not know what we're doing with these, but I'm going to teach you today how different things can float and how different things react in water, such as soap and pepper. You'll notice when we do the experiment that you're going to be looking for a couple of things. What happens to the pepper flakes? What happens to the soap? Why does pepper do that? Why does soap do that? Those are all questions that you're going to ask yourself after we complete the experiment. So remember, this is just for fun. First, I want you to fill the bowl or the pie tin with about an inch of water. So an inch is about the size of half of your pinky. Now you're going to sprinkle pepper evenly across the surface. Try not to sneeze. The pepper flakes should float on the surface of the water. Now you're going to take your dish soap and squeeze a tiny bubble of dish soap onto a clean surface. So maybe use a paper plate, or you can even use your counter and then help your parents clean the counter afterwards. Touch the tip of the toothpick to the bubble of dish soap. You'll want just a tiny amount of soap on the end of the toothpick. So just simply touch the soap and let just a little bit on the edge. Then you're going to set the toothpick carefully aside and pick up your paper and pencil. Now that you have your paper and pencil, I want you to answer or predict these couple of questions. What do you think will happen when you touch your soapy toothpick to the water? How will the pepper flakes react? Go ahead and take a minute to answer these questions. Written down your thoughts, you're going to take what you've written down and now you're going to write a scientific hypothesis. If you've never heard of the word hypothesis, it is a statement written before doing an experiment to predict what you think will happen and why. Most hypotheses are written in an if-then statement. So you would say, if I put the toothpick with soap into the bowl of water, then the pepper will, and add your prediction. So in order to write our hypothesis for this experiment, I'd like you all to write the following things down on your piece of paper. If I take the toothpick with soap and put it into the water. Then the pepper will, and go ahead and add your predictions. For an extension, you could also write a second hypothesis. The second hypothesis could be, if I put the toothpick with dish soap on it into the water, then the dish soap will. By writing the second hypothesis, you would include both materials that we are watching for a reaction. Please go ahead and start writing your hypotheses now. Okay, now it's time to start experimenting. I hope your breath is fresh. Now, you're going to take the toothpick and poke the soapy toothpick into the water right in the center of your bowl or tin. What happens? Go ahead and record your results. Also, you should include a conclusion as to, was your hypothesis correct? Remember, your hypothesis was just an educated guess, and it was an if-then statement. So you were making a prediction. Not all predictions are correct. So if your prediction was wrong, you can write down why you were wrong. If your prediction was correct, you should provide evidence as to why this happened. you have fun writing down your results? I hope you evaluated your hypothesis and decided whether you were correct or not and why. So most of the pepper flakes should have darted to the sides of the pan or bowl, and some of the flakes should have fallen to the bottom of the pan. It may have looked like the soap was chasing the pepper flakes away. Why? Take a minute and think about it. Maybe ask a family member who is with you what they think. Once you've gathered your thoughts, I will give the scientific explanation in just a minute. The first question is to ask why the pepper flakes float. Why don't they sink or dissolve in the water? Well, pepper is hydrophobic. Let's say that one more time. Hydrophobic, meaning that water is not attracted to it. Because of that, the pepper can't dissolve in the water. But why do the flakes float on top of the water? Water molecules like to stick together. They line up in a certain way that gives the top of the water surface tension. Because pepper flakes are so light and hydrophobic, meaning not attracted to water, and water is not attracted to it, the surface tension keeps them floating on top. The next question to think about is why the pepper shoots to the sides when soap touches the water. Soap is able to break down the surface tension of the water. That's part of what makes soap a good cleaner. As the soap moves into the water, the surface tension changes. The pepper no longer floats on top, but the water molecules still want to keep the surface tension going. So they pull back away from the soap and carry the pepper along with them. Do you think soap is the only substance that can break down water's surface tension? I have an extension for you coming up next. Hopefully, your science brain is really intrigued and wants to experiment a little further on your own time. You can try conducting the same experiment, but with olive oil or hairspray. Do you think the pepper flakes will react in the same way? It will be your job as scientists and intrigued learners to find out. I appreciate you all tuning in to listen and experimenting with me. Again, my name is Emily Sorelli, and I've truly enjoyed our morning together doing a simple science experiment at home. To close out, I want to share with you a song that I often use while teaching science. The song is called Learning Science, Scientific Methods Song. It's by Jack Hartman. It can be found on YouTube. Get out your dancing shoes, because this song you won't want to sit down to. It's all about the scientific method, which is an important part of being a scientist. Stay safe, and thanks again, and enjoy the song.
The scientific method is an organized way to answer questions and solve problems.
The scientific method goes step by step. The scientific method, you experiment. You start with a question, try to find a solution. The scientific method, this is how you do it.
Anyone can think like a scientist by using the scientific method.
A-S-I-T-C-I, then state your conclusion. This is the science method. Everyone can use it. A-S-I-T-C-I, then state your conclusion. You start with a problem, then end with a solution.
Sally Rod used the scientific method for experiments in space.
A for ask. Ask a question. S for state. State your hypothesis. I for identify. Identify the variables. T for test. Test your hypothesis. C for collect. Collect your data. I for interpret. Interpret your data. S for state. State your conclusion. The scientific method. Go step by step. The scientific method, you experiment. You start with a question, try to find a solution. The scientific method, this is how you do it.
Thomas Edison used the scientific method to make important discoveries about the light bulb.
A-S-I-T-C-I, then state your conclusion. This is the science method. Everyone can use it. A-S-I-T-C-I, then state your conclusion. You start with a problem, then end with a solution.
Sir Isaac Newton used the scientific method to make discoveries about the laws of gravity.
A for ask, S for state, I for identify. T for test, C for collect, I for interpret. S for state, state your conclusion. A-S-I-T-C-I, then state your conclusion. This is the science method. Everyone can use it. A-S-I-T-C-I, then state your conclusion. You start with a problem, then end with a solution. A-S-I-T-C-I, you got it? A-S-I-T-C-I, that's it. The scientific method.
Go step by step.
It works. The scientific method.
You experiment.
Yeah. The scientific method. Go step by step.
Aha! Now you've got it!